Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Many times I'm fortunate that this is radio and not TV, and every time the fashion sting happens is one of those times. It's some interesting dancing we do in here.
Chair dancing.
How are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. And I'm excited that we are continuing our glam music fashion segment.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about today?
I thought we'd talk about Roxy Music.
Ooh la la.
Ooh, yeah. Formed in 1971 by Brian Ferry and Graham Simpson. They had other members, of course. Long-term members were guitarist Phil Manzanera, Andy Mackay, Paul Thompson, and also, you know, they had lots of other members at various times, including Brian Eno. I guess what's quite interesting...
I sort of forgot Brian Eno did a little Roxy Music stint.
Yeah, well, I guess it's like the first album. He's actually kind of like the one that looks the most kind of glam, I reckon, in all the videos. especially like Ladytron. There's a video and there's two keyboards. Oh, he's kind of like synthesizers, and then there's another keyboard on the other side, and the keyboardist is wearing like a lime green kind of number. But go round to Brian Eno and he kind of looks like the butler from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's like so amazing. And his hair is like thinning on top, so he's just got long kind
hair
of
around the
hair
edge.
That's a real crown on top, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
glorious.
Quite a spectacularly 70s look.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, financial services up top and like super crazy festival party out back.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I guess what is different about Roxy Music is, you know, we met Bolan in New York Dolls Women's Clothes, and they kind of, you know, like Matt Bolan was probably a little calculated in what he wore, and New York Dolls were probably a little bit kind of, oh, what's that on the floor? I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Roxy Music were kind of very stylized, and it was a very well thought out process. They were, Brian Ferry was the main kind of guy behind it. He was very influenced by American icons like Marilyn Monroe and 1950s pastiche.
Cool.
He loved Stax and Motown, and mohair suits, that kind of slickness. So they kind of were, and they had like whole storyboards and things like that. And he worked with a stylist called Anthony Price, who is credited as being clothes, makeup, and hair on the first album, which is called Roxy Music, which came out in 1972. And I guess that was before people were called a stylist.
A stylist. So he was sort of just like
he was the stylist.
A stylist before there was a name for it.
Yeah. And he actually did the first. He did 8 albums with them. So. I think they actually only had 8 studio albums, but so their debut self-titled album came out in 1972. The music kind of sounded like no other music at the time.
Yeah.
So people were kind of like, whoa. And it was very much influenced by, you know, the fact that Brian Ferry went to art school. I think I've mentioned this before on the radio, but Brian Ferry ended up being a ceramics teacher. And he used to I think at a girls' high school.
Oh, crap.
But he ended up getting fired because he was having listening parties after school.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds a bit sus, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. He's so cool, though. I've always thought he was really cool.
He is really cool. He's got an amazing voice as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I've said it wrong. It wasn't the Ladytron video. It's Every Home Has a Heartache.
Ah.
Yeah. And
I've just seen the photo of Brian Eno with the hair we were talking about. It is quite Rocky Horror. It's very sort of beautiful but creepy kind of glamorous vibe
and I mean that song is like I love that song because it's just like, especially when you watch the video and Brian's singing it, and he's just so serious even though it's about a blow-up doll, so it's like, oh my god, you know. And you know, it kind of continued through everything they did, like even with like Love Is the Drug, Brian's wearing like a kind of military kind of uniform with an eye patch, and lots of sequins and things like that. Yeah, so there was like a high element of campness, but yeah, very, very sophisticated. And there's an interview with Anthony Price in another magazine where they talked about the fact that, you know, the band didn't want to be travelling around in vans.
Right.
And, you know, just hooking up with any woman. They wanted to be like staying in hotels and dating models, you know. And that was the whole thing was this very calculated
It does kind of have that like precursor to the 80s and the sort of luxeness of the 80s kind of a feel about it.
Yeah, well, interestingly, Anthony Price was actually a fashion designer.
Oh, okay.
And he did he worked in lots of quite famous stores, but ended up having his own label, and he dressed Duran Duran, silk.
Yeah. That seems like a really natural progression, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah.
The clothes that Roxy Music wore and then Duran Duran. That makes sense, yeah.
But also, like, Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Steve Strange. So all those silk suits in bright colours with weird kind of, like, you know, they did up diagonally and things like that. He created all of those.
And
he was very pivotal to the 80s kind of, that kind of look. Yeah, it's quite interesting. I didn't even knew that Roxy Music had an actual stylist with Brian Ferry, but it completely makes sense, you know?
I think what's interesting about them is you look at their clothes and it's a little bit different to the other kind of camp glam that we've been talking about, because it is feminine, but it's way more like elements of feminine dressing rather than it kind of like using women's clothing or using that kind of thing. It's still got that, masculine kind of
it's like they
central
kind of
vibe.
Just,
you know?
They made the clothes for men but took some elements of female, feminine clothing and added them
little
on.
Little shoulder pad here and there, you know, that kind of thing.
And lots of quiffs early on.
Yeah.
So Anthony Price was also kind of like a hairdresser, because back then you learnt everything when you went to that kind of school. And he did those quiffs and all that kind of stuff.
There's a lot of good animal print going on as well, I have to say. They love a bit of an animal print.
Yeah, and another magazine kind of describes it as a sexed up 50s meets future master lesson in the virtues of deliberately, gloriously artificial image making.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That kind of sums it up, eh?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they're quite spectacular. I think I always forget about Brian Eno being involved, because I think of Brian Eno being so serious, making airport music, you know, and then this is just Brian Eno just having such a mint time, like sort of camping around on the stage, and you're like, you live your best life, Brian, go for it. You
know? And it was, I mean, at the time it was like so different to everything else. Like people would just, I can imagine people would hear it in their mouth would just go, you know, what is this? Yeah.
Well, you've picked us a track this morning. What is the track we're going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Virginia Plain.
Virginia Plain. And are we going to be doing glam next week still?
Yeah, I think we should continue it on a bit.
Okay. Well, stay tuned to find out who the band next week will be. If you have good suggestions, you can text them through to 53395 if you've got a favourite glam band that you think Penny should have a look at. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Thank you.
You're so chic, dude, wherever love we eat. Just we two got to search for something new.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.